case of Roy Turner versus Commonwealth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have each of you had a chance to sign in?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mr. Corsland, whenever you're ready.
Great. Thank you. Morning again. It's a pleasure to be in front of you.
Would you care to reserve any time for rebuttal?
I would, Judge.
How much would you like?
5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I'm going to use all my time, but thank you for asking.
And we have your poster board exhibit whenever you're ready to
thank you again.
Make use of it.
And if I may approach and
you certainly may.
The sheriff may.
Mr. Corsland, before
yes, sir.
You begin, the bottom line here is whether or not that photograph in the bottom right-hand corner is a mugshot. That's your whole case, isn't it?
I think it's a little further than that, but I do agree it's narrowed to that issue.
That's what the assignment of error says.
If I may.
Sure.
If I may address the court's inquiry, I'm certainly not trying to quibble. I objected to this exhibit coming into evidence. Within the exhibit, you know, is what I would characterize a mugshot. So I agree and somewhat disagree, but I'll certainly tailor my argument to the court's admonishment.
Well, before you begin, tell me why you disagree that that's the only issue before us.
Well, because it's a picture of Mr. Turner on the media shown the day after the homicide, 4 days prior to the defendant being arrested for the murder. It also, regardless whether it's characterized as a mugshot or not, has him next to, and it's clearly a media picture, Kareem Turner, and the jury knows that both these men are wanted for a murder that he's on trial for. And getting into my argument, it had no probative value whatsoever. The Commonwealth conceded to that. And the authority here is typically abuse of discretion for the trial court. However, this court adopted a test from the United States Supreme Court, and of course that's the Johnson case, and it's a tripart test. And all three elements have to be met. And I submit...
And that's the criteria for mugshots.
Correct. Mugshots. Correct.
So your contention is that that is a mugshot, and because that is a mugshot, we should use the Johnson criteria?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Assuming it's a mugshot for argument purposes, and I don't know if there's a legal definition of a mugshot, but as a court can see, it's not...
Well, we know one when we see it, I think.
It's not a glam pic. I'm not trying to be facetious. It's not a picture of him with his family at the beach. It clearly, the jury knew this was a picture of two men wanted for a murder the day after the murder, prior to his arrest. So I think it does fall within the criteria of a mugshot. What else is a mugshot?
But what it doesn't have is Norfolk City Jail or Newport News City Jail and a date that would suggest a prior criminal record. It doesn't have any of that, does it?
No, that's correct. It doesn't, Your Honor.
And but really, do mugshots have two people in it?
I'm sorry?
Mugshots don't have two people in the mugshot, do they?
Well, the picture of my client, the one picture of my client, that's what I'm referring to.
Okay.
But I think when the court looks at the totality of it, and I keep bringing up arrest, because the trial court even agreed with the Commonwealth when it said, well, isn't everybody arrested before they go on trial? Well, in this case, it was the timing of it what was so relevant to the co-defendant, and it had a lot of probative value as to the co-defendant. In fact, his counsel, Mr. Broccoletti, never made any objection to it, because the probative value as to the co-defendant was the co-defendant was looking up the murder on the media the next morning to show consciousness of guilt. None of that applied to my client. And I also want to bring to the court's attention, it could have simply been blocked out. It could have been redacted. It could have been colored with black Sharpie. I alerted the trial court. I objected to it coming in. The cautionary instruction does not cure it. It injects the media into a criminal court case. It gave my client an unfair trial.
Now, the media was injected during voir dire, wasn't it? Because it was the Veneri was asked a question about, have any of you seen the media attention associated with this and things otherwise to
sure.
ferret out whether or not they had any preconceived notions based on the media coverage.
as with all homicides, high-profile cases, correct, Judge, but that does not open the door to whatever coming in with the media. I think it suggests to the jury the media is showing these two people as a mugshot. Have you seen these gentlemen? We're looking for these gentlemen, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not because they're arrested or they were arrested for this. He was arrested 4 days later.
Let me go back for a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Mugshot question.
Yes, ma'am.
Mugshots are generally photographs that are taken by law enforcement agencies. Isn't that right? Showing a profile and then a front picture with an identifying mark on it.
I can't disagree.
Okay. And would you agree with me that that is not what you have in your exhibit? Not your exhibit, but the Commonwealth's exhibit. That's a photograph of a news broadcast.
I agree with that. But in this case, with the poster board itself, and this is why I wanted it, Your Honor.
Okay.
And I,
would you approach so we can look at it more carefully?
Yes, sir, if I may. But if I may ask Judge O'Brien, answer your inquiry. It's the context that it's in there. And it's not, in answering your question, it's not just a picture of my client at the beach or anything else like that. It serves the same exact purpose of a mugshot. It may not have him in shackles. It may not have him holding a card or in a jumpsuit, but it's showing.
But that's the indicia of the prejudice by having all of those things associated with the photograph.
Yes, sir.
The police department, a number, a profile. Isn't that what indicates to the fact finder, to the jury, that this person has been arrested?
In the past, particularly.
In the past.
Correct. Typically, when we get to this mugshot issue, it doesn't show an inmate in the jumpsuit and a placard.
Right.
It just is a profile picture of their face like that. So I think to a juror, this is a mugshot. When you look at the entire poster board, it's next to Kareem Turner, who everybody agreed was guilty of the murder. He wasn't tried with the other ones. The murder weapon was found in his car when they arrested him. He had the key fab to the car. They got the murder. There's just no question about it.
But why don't the cautionary instruction, jurors are presumed to follow the instructions. And the trial court said, this is only offered, you should only consider it for the co-defendant and not for this defendant. Why doesn't that resolve it?
Yes, sir. I think this is more of a general answer to the question, but you know, why not have a defendant in his jumpsuit in front of the jury and the trial court can say, oh, disregard that he's in a jumpsuit? Or what if this was an actual mugshot and the court said, disregard it, don't consider it, et cetera, et cetera? And I take umbrage with the response of there's no evidence that the jury disregarded the cautionary instruction. There's no court reporter that goes back there when the jury deliberates. How is that even possible?
So your argument basically says no cautionary instruction works when it comes to admissibility of evidence.
No, that's not my argument, Ron. Cautionary instructions can work in certain cases, and they cannot work in other cases. That's my answer. But to the tripart test, if I may address this very quickly, and assuming arguendo, this is a mugshot, which my position is, and I understand my adversary is that it's not, the government must have a demonstrable need to introduce the photographs. There's none in this case against Roy Turner. They had no need whatsoever. That number fails. The photographs themselves, as shown to the jury, must not imply the defendant has a prior record. This does. It does imply that he has a prior
record. How does it imply that he's got a prior record? I can understand your argument implies he may be a suspect in this case, but a prior record. Tell me how that.
The facial shot, just the square of the head, just like that, that is akin to a mugshot. It may not have the placard, the shackles, the jumpsuit, and everything else. And in the context of how this exhibit came in and the testimony of this was on the news, these two men were suspects in this crime. So what's more prejudicial? He has a prior record, or Wavy TB10 thinks he committed this crime? I think the latter is. So when the court looks at the reasoning and the rationale and the purpose of these rules of not to let in a mugshot and how prejudicial it is, I think this is more prejudicial than a mugshot. Looking at this case, And what they argued about how, oh, well, everybody's arrested for a crime, so what, he was arrested. It was a key component in this case when these people were arrested, 4 days after this was shown. And on the exhibit, the next day, that's why Commonwealth went in against co-defendant. The co-defendant is looking this up on the news. Why? Because he wants to know about a murder he committed. So then the jury, in this context, gets to go back there when they deliberate for a day and a half and pass around this big placard with my client's face on it that had no probative value at trial. So it fails number two. It fails one and two. Number three, the manner of introduction at trial must be such that it does not draw particular attention to the source implication of the photographs. So a picture of my client's face, square, not smiling, exactly like a mugshot, but without the jumpsuit and all that stuff.
And exactly like you might see on any number of social media accounts these days.
I don't think so. I don't think you'd see a picture like that on Facebook. I really don't, Your Honor. And I respectfully judge. But then, what's in the background? The crime scene, with crime scene tape, a police car. What's underneath it? ABC 13 News Now. Watch now. So when you look at number three, it utterly fails, assuming it's a mugshot. So I
think... Was there an objection to the joint trial in this case?
I should be prepared to answer that. If I believe it was put on the record. Unfortunately, I don't have an answer for that. But it was Commonwealth's motion for a joint trial. And
how does that affect your issue if there was no objection to that, recognizing that there was, in fact, the need to have
sure.
this in for the co-defendant?
That tough question I need to be prepared to answer. I think even if I agree to a joint trial, that doesn't mean I agree to all evidence that has no probative value against my client. That's not a concession.
No, but if there becomes a manifest need to get something in against the co-defendant, you can't
right.
just shield away.
Well, in this
that.
Case, Your Honor, you could have just blocked out his picture.
And what's the jury get from a picture that's blocked out next to it? What are they going to assume from that?
It has the same effect as to the co-defendant. It shows the co-defendant was...
I know, but if a jury sees a blocked out picture next to it, what are they going to assume by that? That it's your client, probably.
I'd rather them assume it's my client. Maybe they would assume it's the co-defendant because his picture's not here. Kareem Turner's next to it. There's three co-defendants in this case. This picture has two people on it. In terms of harmless error, Tracy Colville did an in-court identification to my client, I understand that. But there's another woman that was there, Ricola Lachey, also on here, who said he wasn't there, wasn't him. So I understand the jury can accept part of the testimony and disregard other parts of it, and I understand the standard when it gets to this court, but to just characterize it as harmless error, it's highly prejudicial. Denied my client a fair trial. It could have easily been cured by the trial court. The Commonwealth would have been able to proceed in the same fashion against Mr. Wood. I objected to it. I alerted the trial court to it. Cautionary instruction, if anything, just added fuel to the fire, just drew more attention to it. But what am I supposed to do as trial counsel? Not ask for a cautionary instruction when the court overrules my objection? So I did everything I was supposed to. Has no probative value. Whether it's a mugshot or not, I think a lay person, a jury, is going to look at that with 13 News underneath it, with the crime scene in the background, next to everybody can see did it, and it's far worse than a mugshot. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Ms. Johnson?
Good morning, and may it please the court. My name is Victoria Johnson, and I'm here for the Commonwealth. The court should affirm Mr. Turner's convictions for three reasons. First, the image at issue is not a mugshot. That term is defined in the case law, and this just isn't a mugshot that carries those implications with it. Second, even were the court to determine that this is a mugshot, the probative value of the evidence is not outweighed by any incidental prejudice. And finally, the trial court gave the jury a limiting instruction, and the defendant has not shown a manifest probability that that instruction was not followed by the jury. To start, Your Honor, the assignment of error references a mugshot, and the defendant relied upon the mugshot case law, the mugshot line of cases, which is Irving and Johnson and those types of cases. And in those cases, the court is pretty clear as to what a mugshot is. It's a picture taken by law enforcement that shows the classic mugshot. Someone two poses with a legend, with an inmate number and a date. Of particular importance in the cases is the date showing a prior arrest, because that's the harm that the mugshot line of cases look at, is that there is evidence of a prior bad act, a prior prosecution or a prior arrest. The image in this case does not bear those indicia. Instead, it's just a closely cropped picture of the defendant's face. That kind of picture is ubiquitous in our society. The court mentioned social media. I have a similar picture on my state employee ID. I look slightly happier, but not much. These are the kinds of photos that we see all the time. Second, the probative value outweighs incidental prejudice even under the Johnson test. Here, the government had a demonstrable need to introduce the evidence. It was highly probative, as the defendant just conceded, to his co-defendant. And without any indicia that there was a prior bad act, or a prior bad act that is talked about in the mugshot cases, there's just no prejudice in the way that the mugshot cases describe. As far as the defendant's contention that this is like a mugshot because it's a media picture and it shows that his client was suspected of the crime before he was arrested, as the court mentioned and as is manifest in the record, the media was already part of this case. The potential jurors were questioned about media coverage. It was not news to anyone on the jury that there was media coverage. It wasn't news to the jury that the defendant was arrested and had been suspected of the crime. So I submit that that's not grounds for relief. And third, the manner of introduction does not show the prior bad act prejudice that the case law discusses. Here, it's clear that it was from a newscast, from the record, but that alone does not provide the kind of prejudice that is an issue here. And finally, the court gave a limiting instruction. The jury was instructed not to view this evidence in relation to the defendant, but only the co-defendant. And there's just no manifest probability that the jury failed to follow that instruction. If the court has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Let me ask you the question that Judge Atlee asked your colleague. This was a joint trial.
Yes, Your Honor.
If you know, was it agreed or did?
I apologize. I don't remember, and I should know that. But I believe that in a joint trial, you know, the co-defendant can't sanitize the record. So that evidence that needed to come in against Mr. Wood that was highly probative as to his guilt, it would be another grounds for affirming. If the court has further questions, I'm happy to answer them. Thank you very much, Your Honors. I ask you for one.
Mr. Corson?
Thank you, Your Honor. I don't think I'll use a full 5 minutes, and I'll try to limit my argument.
Good, because you've got a minute and a half.
Oh, thank you. That's why I said that. All right. First, it's not, you know, the notion, social media, ID badge, things of that nature. This isn't that. And the only way I can argue that to this court is by showing it to you. There's a crime scene. It's in the background. He's not smiling. It's the same exact kind of picture you'd see in a photo.
Well, the crime scene is clearly superimposed. That's not actually in the photograph of him.
Yes, sir. I understand it. And with everything there. But the picture is what it is, and it's worth 1,000 words and none that I can add to it. But it's not akin to social media. It's the same kind of picture you'd see in a photo lineup. Now getting into, oh, well, the jury already knew about the media. Well, let's look at it just a little bit differently. What if a potential juror said, I saw this on Channel 13. Would they make it to the trial? But yet this comes into evidence over objection when it has no probative value against my client.
They might still make it into the trial. Depends on what the answers to the follow-up questions are going to be.
But just to illustrate a point, Your Honor, when we get into this, oh, well, We conceded to all evidence coming in that has no probative value against one defendant because that's a joint trial or the media was inquired into jury selection, which in all cases it will be. I mean, we could go all down that road into what happens in voir dire. Does that sanitize or stop me from making objections in the trial court, giving a client a fair trial? This was, the jurors feel compelled to represent the community. And this picture told them the community thinks my client committed the murder. He didn't get a fair trial. And I ask that you reverse and remand for a new trial. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. We'll come down and greet counsel.